GMO critics have understandably focused on the harmful effects of GMOs on the human body, but we should also look at their environmental effects. GMOs, used commonly on crops such as corn, canola, soybeans, and cotton, were initially hailed as a means of reducing pesticide use. This claim has since been called into question, as over-reliance on these crops has led to the emergence of superweeds, which are more resistant to herbicides and require increased spraying. The Non-GMO Project, a nonprofit that aims to achieve a GMO-free food supply, explained, "Over 80% of all GMOs grown worldwide are engineered for herbicide tolerance. As a result, use of toxic herbicides like Roundup has increased 15 times since GMOs were introduced. GMO crops are also responsible for the emergence of superweeds and superbugs, which can only be killed with ever more toxic poisons like 2,4-D, 2,4-dichlorophenoxyacetic acid, a major ingredient in Agent Orange. GMOs are a direct extension of chemical agriculture and are developed and sold by the world's biggest chemical companies. The long-term impacts of GMOs are unknown, and once released into the environment, these novel organisms cannot be recalled." In 2014, environmentalists urged the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, not to approve a newly developed herbicide called Enlist Duo, produced by Dow AgroSciences. This chemical, which combines glyphosate with 2,4-D in an effort to intensify both, may lead to even more herbicide-resistant weeds, according to critics. Enlist Duo was developed in response to weeds resistant to glyphosate found in 27 states. It seems that in addition to the health hazards of glyphosate, this widely used herbicide has failed to fulfill its promise to rid crops of weeds.